spiritual teaching of Mr. Tam at the martial arts school of Mr. Ben Houston, the August 23rd, 1982. Today I'm very happy to be here with you, and our meeting is blessed by God the Father in this place of the school of the martial art of the Master Ben. We gather today in order to study the spirituality. The most incurable sickness is the sickness of the mental sickness. And now we must be conscious that our soul is the most important. And this physical body is being developed due to the four elements of the water, the fire, the wind, and the earth.
Water,
the fire, the earth, and the wind. And we have the opportunity to learn and to evolve during our many lives. We understand that we live under the law of birth, growth, stagnation, and destruction. We must fight daily in order to earn our living. We live under the principle of the action and reaction, and we create our own disturbance. If we understand ourselves, we must correct our mistake. We must correct our mistake in order to evolve spiritually. We have been reincarnated many lives. How we can prove that we have been reincarnated here down on this earth many times? The elderly people must leave this physical body one day, and the young people will replace those elder ones. We also live under the law of birth, aging, sickness, and death. And nobody can refuse this law. This is the law of the evolution established by God the Father. And it is also the law of the equilibrium. When we succeed in re-establishing the order, we will find a certain serenity in ourselves, and we will be able to live in harmony with the whole central universe, and therefore we will not feel lonely anymore. We live in this physical body, and we must work each minute, each moment of our life. We cannot say that we come to this earth to take advantage of this life, but we must work continuously in order to evolve. Even the richest person, the most wealthy person on this earth, the most incurable sickness is the mental sickness. For example, the case of the Vietnamese refugees, we fled away from our motherland. We leave everything behind us, our relatives, our parents, our fortune, everything, to come here to this new land, the United States. Besides the material life, we must understand, we must be conscious that we also have our spiritual life. During all of life, we are constantly under the influence of our bad temper, such as the anger, the ignorance, the passion, the love, the sorrow, but finally one day we must leave this physical body. Only what we can keep with us is the serenity and the lucidity. During all our lifetime, we have constantly lessons come to us, and those lessons are kinds of tests for our evolution, and the more tests that we receive, the more lucid we will become, and the more chance we can evolve higher. God our Father sent all His Vietnamese children all over the world in order to evolve, in order to sacrifice that this soul is the master of this microcosm, of this physical body, which is the microcosm. And the will is the master, is the manager of this small universe. We are the God of this small universe. That's why we must re-establish the order in this. The more we live the spiritual life of perfection, the smaller we will become, and the more serene we will become, and our vibration will strengthen more and more, and one day we will be able to leave this physical body. We will not be able under the effect of the time and the space. And at that time, we will become in harmony with the whole central universe. When we understand ourselves perfectly, we will understand our microcosm, and we will understand thoroughly, deeply, the law of the gathering and of the departure. Because we have been reincarnated down here so many times in many lives, but we still unaware of the life we are living. We come from the heaven. We live on this earthly life, and we also many times live in the hell, but still we remain ignorant. We don't understand that God send us lessons, give us opportunity to evolve, and to evolve infinitely in our consciousness. We must understand that the suffering, after the suffering, is the happiness. We will become richer, stronger in our spiritual consciousness. People who live in the suffering will be able to be awakened spiritually the sooner. In the example of the refugees, those people understand perfectly that they are saved by God the Father, and only God the Father is capable to save them in the most dangerous moment of their life. We all come downward to this earthly life and bring with us a mission. What but we remain ignorant of our mission? This physical body is only a means for our soul to evolve. We must strive to regain our position of God of this small universe. Once that we reach the equilibrium, we will find the spirituality. Today we are gathering in this school of martial art, and this martial art will teach us not to fight with other people, but help us to avoid the danger. When somebody comes and tries to fight us, we must help that person, not to fight back, but instead we must run away. This run away is not a cowardice, but only help us to understand better ourselves, and also to help the other person to understand themselves too. A person who leads a life of spiritual perfection must know how to make use of its self nature. That means the serenity and lucidity. We must realize the principle of love and virtue and compassion. In order, we will be able to sit together and to discuss in order to find a better solution, instead of continue to live in the ignorance and live in the obscurity and to fight each other continuously. This physical body is only a mean. We must know how to take advantage. We must know how to use it for the necessity and not use it for the things unnecessary. The love of our father and mother on this earthly life is immense, but the love of God the Father is much more greater. We breathe here, we inhale and exhale the air blessed by God the Father. And in this method of meditation, we have the exercise of the cyclical breathing without retention. It will help us to develop deeply inside ourselves in order to develop ourselves. The more we succeed in developing ourselves, the more we will understand ourselves, and the lighter we will become, and the more lucid we will become. By inhaling the fresh air, we inhale the pure energy given by God the Father. And at the same time, that pure energy will help a better circulation of the blood and also to strengthen all our inner organs. This practice of meditation will help us to repress our self-esteem, our self-love. We will understand that we represent also the smallest thing and also the biggest thing in this world. We come down to this earthly life under the form of a baby boy or a baby girl. The babies are all loved by everybody, but with the time, when the baby grows up, he or she will absorb the impurity of the daily life, and they will become more and more impure. That's why the grown-up people, they are loved by some, but also hated by other people. And this method of meditation will help us to regain our order, to re-establish our order, and also to regain the pure energy we lost with the time. A person who lives a life of a spiritual perfection come back to the state of equilibrium, and she or he will be loved by many, many other people. With this method, your physical body will be changed. With the re-establishing of our order, we will understand that we are all children of God the Father. We all come from the same family, and there is only one unique religion of God the Father. We must live in union, in harmony, in our community. The law of equilibrium means the succeed in the liberation of our soul. When we still under this physical body, we still live under the principle of the ignorance and obscurity. Our eyes, our nose, our ears, our mouth are all means given by God the Father to awaken us spiritually. Under any circumstances, from the suffering circumstances to the happy circumstances, they all are opportunities for us to be awakened spiritually. We must succeed in reaching the happy medium in order to evolve infinitely. Then we will understand perfectly everything surrounding us and no more ignorance and no more obscurity. There's also people who first informed about this method of meditation, but they still remain doubtful because they are afraid that this method may lead them to a devil aspect. This means that they still live under the ignorance and obscurity. They close their heart and they don't want to study deeply and thoroughly what this method can bring to them. This new method of meditation helps the practitioner to re-establish the order, to regain the physical health, physically, mentally, and spiritually. In this method, we don't have a master. We are our own master. We don't depend on Mr. Tan. Because this method, once it is given to us, it becomes our own method. Once we re-establish the order, we will understand better Buddha Sikamoni. Buddha was a very rich prince in India. But in front of the suffering of the humanity, Sikamoni, the prince, decided to leave everything behind him. His beautiful wife, his child, his parents, and the whole kingdom, the whole earthly kingdom, and go to the forest in order to meditate and to find a solution to save the humanity who still live in the ignorance and in the suffering. In the jungle, he lived in the most highest disturbance, living with wild animals, living with different kinds of bad spirits, ghosts, devils in the forest. But through all this disturbance, Sikamoni will find the serenity he was looking for. So Sikamoni is the hero, fighting not with his force, physical force, but he's fighting in the quietness, in the serenity, in order to awaken spiritually. We love Buddha. It becomes useless if we just hold Buddha in our arms without practicing, without taking the path that Sikamoni has achieved. If we believe in Buddha, we have the good influence of Buddha. So we must follow him, behave like Buddha, and work hard, very hard, like Buddha. And also for Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ brings us the justice. He shows us the love and the compassion towards the other brother human being. Jesus Christ was crucified, but he still showed his compassion, his love for people who hate him. He never asked for revenge. He learned the compassion, the sacrifice, the love. When we eat the meat of an animal, that animal also plays the role of the sacrifice. And if we take advantage of the meat of that animal without knowing it, without trying to bring the energy of that animal to a higher level, we commit a kind of sin toward Godfather. The animal know how to sacrifice themselves to bring their meat for us. How come we remain indifferent to such sacrifice. God the Father sacrificed for us. He has a heavy burden. He has a heavy responsibility towards all His children. And we are here the children of God the Father. Why we cannot achieve like God the Father, to carry the burden like God the Father is carrying, to play the role of a responsible person, like God the Father is responsible towards all of us. We must live in harmony with all aspects, because we come from all the aspects. We must try not to live under the ignorance and obscurity. We live a life of spiritual perfection. It will help us to become more lucid, more intelligent, and to understand perfectly and truly our responsibility. And we must carry this responsibility as God Father is doing it. We must follow His example. We will become more conscious. We must build up the principle of love, compassion, and virtue. For people who don't practice this method of meditation, but they also lead a life of perfection. In the family, the person is responsible towards his wife, towards his husband, and towards his children. But by practicing this method of meditation, it will help us to understand better and more quickly, to understand more rapidly, quickly, our responsibility. So I'm very pleased to be with you today, and I hope that all the questions that you bring to me will help me to, will give me opportunity to learn more and more.